Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev. Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, that is. BBM Bumbo Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Let's take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to allow traditional interest, a beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob yarn up strong. I'm going to jump straight into it. And look, we got the up-and-coming Australian Pacific First Nations Climate Justice Workshop Program happening here in Cairns on the 27th, 28th of April. And that's hosted by EROF. EROF is Eastern Regional Organisation for Planning and Human Settlements, Australian Chapter. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Dilly, cousin sister, and we got Sandy Taylor on the line. Sandy, very good morning, sister. How are you?
Hey, hello. How are you going, Trevor?
I'm well, sister. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Okay, my name is Sandy Taylor. I'm a bush girl. I'm from out northwest Queensland, so all my mob are Caltadoon and Nowlin and Jurundali people.
Beautiful, so, deadly footprint, yes.
All that deadly.
We got connection there, my sister. We got connection.
We got connection for sure, yes.
Darling, thank you for coming to the program. Now, regarding this up-and-coming conference, Australian Pacific First Nations Climate Justice Workshop Program, what's the hat that you wear with this up-and-coming conference?
Okay, the hat I wear is I'm a local member of EROF, here based in Cairns. So EROF is an acronym, and it stands for the Eastern Regional Organisation for Planning and Human Settlement. And it's quite a mouthful, but EROF is also a UN-registered peak body for the Asia-Pacific region, and we've got chapters in 8 countries. So we have an international network. But those countries are scattered all around the world, such as Nepal, South Korea, Japan, Malaysia, Indonesia, Pakistan, here in Australia, and just recently we've established a chapter over in the Pacific Islands. So I'm just a local member, and we have it's only a small chapter here in Australia. We have about 30 to 35 members of EROF.
But an important chapter, it becomes Indigenous lens focused, isn't it?
Well, definitely. With this workshop, brother, the whole aim of hosting this workshop is to bring together all of our First Nation land and sea traditional owners and custodians of land and sea country in the footprint of the Torres Strait, the Cape, and far north Queensland down to as far as Girigan country, Cardwell. So we've reached out to specifically invite our mob who are doing fantastic, tremendous work on their land and sea country.
Sure.
And we're really looking forward to their input because we want to hear from them all the amazing work that they're doing. But we also have invited some Pacific Islands small nation reps because we also acknowledge they're experiencing the same challenges and problems associated with climate change and climate mitigation and adaptation. For example, sea levels rising. Sea levels rising over there, here, the heating of the oceans, the heating of land, all that type of thing, the salt water because of the sea coming in and the sea surges. It's creating, obviously, problems for the crops to grow. So we also want to yarn up at this two-day workshop those common problems, but also the resilience and the innovative way of our First Nations people, what they're doing to deal with that, to mitigate that in a way that they can sustain and keep going.
Yeah. And at this two-day conference, there's yarn in circles, and there we have those conversations and with our brothers and sisters abroad going through the same situation. But we are talking about looking after country, looking after people on country, and this becomes, pardon the pun, but a voice for our mob in this space, does it not?
Yes, it's definitely about a voice. And so these yarning circles, we're going to be having, as co-facilitators, we will have Indigenous and non-Indigenous co-facilitators who are working in the space, whether it's around the blue economy, whether it's around Indigenous land use agreements or marine treaties such as TUMRAs, or whether it's to do with carbon decarbonisation,
mining, or even, all the above.
We even have EDO, the Environmental Defenders Office, coming. They'll be letting us know of the amazing legal advocacy work that EDO is doing with our people. And we'll also be talking about just around the cultural sovereignty issues.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, at the end of all of these yarning circles, across those 2 days, we hope that we can also develop in agreement, even if it's in principle, brother, this idea of developing a climate justice charter. And that charter, we will then, not myself, but other EROF members, will take that draft charter to a Pacific Urban Forum in Fiji in August.
Yes.
For further yarning up there with our Pacific Island brothers and sisters. That charter then will go on to a World Urban Forum, which EROF is part of. And then because we have this link with the UN Habitat, with the UN, we then hope that it will go through them onto COP28 in Dubai.
And so Climate Australia, climate change here in Australia, they're well aware of these yarning circles that First Nation people are having at this two-day conference?
Yes, we've invited the EROF members in Australia to attend the workshop.
Good.
They will be the scribes. We'll give them an active role to scribe for each yarning circle.
Good.
And we will also have an AGM at the end. On the Saturday after the workshop is concluded, there will be an AGM of the EROF members and also an opportunity for them to spend a little bit of time in Cairns and just chill and relax before they go back to their respective homes around the countryside.
How often do First Nation people catch up with these yarning circles? Is this the first of its kind or this an annual event?
No, this is the first time EROF has actually come to this part of this beautiful country.
Yes.
Where we want to certainly reach out and listen and talk and interact and hear the voices of our people. So this is a groundbreaking opportunity.
Good. Yes.
For our people to then feed into this EROF international network.
Yes.
And we've got some amazing cultural participants from our mob coming to the workshop, but we're also are still wanting a lot of our people to register, and I'm really looking forward to seeing those registrations coming in, particularly from our remote communities. But if they can't get here, we will have Zoom.
Okay, Rodia.
We'll have Zoom opportunities where our mob can plug into the Zooms and still interact.
So, well, let's talk registration. How do people register? I mean, is it open?
Okay.
Yep.
So there is an Eventbrite website where they register, and it's $200 to register. And also part of that registration is also there will be podcasts, a little podcast studio on site, and we also have exhibitors. Some exhibitors from our sponsors, they will have a stall there, and there will also be an opportunity for a cultural night or a social night on the Thursday night to do that socialising and networking with all of our participants.
Yes.
But we do hope to, but 95% finalise the program Trevor. So we're hoping to send that back out to all of our invitees later on today, and they will get a full appreciation of who's talking on the program, what those yarning circles look like in more detail.
Yes.
Because those yarning circles, they're sort of concurrent. So you've got about 9 yarning circles on day one.
Yeah.
And they vary around cultural sovereignty, legal advocacy. We hope to have a Torres Strait Islander, Torres Strait 8 representative coming down. And if we can't, we're going to be organising Zoom meetings, a Zoom opportunity there. But so the participants will have a chance, an opportunity to pick which yarning circle interests them.
Sure.
And then there's also just the informality of those yarning circles where people can then move on to other yarning circles.
Look, a very, very important platform, my sister. I don't know how many times we have yarns on National Talk Black about the rising of the seas, especially our Torres Strait Island brothers and sisters. You know, they're screaming for sea walls and what have you. So it's good that we've got a focus here and got a yarning circle that needs to be had. So this is very important, and I think it's, well, thumbs up. Congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you. And we hope with the yarning circles, that's where the voices will come through, and it's in any way that our people want to be able to express themselves, they're the ones we want to recognise that are doing the hard commitment work on land and sea country.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that this climate crisis is just moving so quickly.
Yes.
And whilst we acknowledge that there are things that the government is doing to support climate change and mitigation, we also know that it needs to be possibly accelerated.
Mm.
We do have Senator Nita Green, who is the special envoy for the Great Barrier Reef. She will be officially opening the meeting, but unfortunately, she's just let us know she can't be there in person, but we will do a virtual presentation.
Okay.
And I think with her wearing her hat as the special envoy for the reef and also the Senator of Queensland, we're very appreciative of her doing this for us.
Yes.
And she's just come back from the reef the other day, taking out the US Ambassador Caroline Kennedy out to look at the reef.
Okay.
And to see for herself the quality of the reef and the good and the bad.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to Senator Green's opportunity there to officiate. And we also have the International IROF Secretary General, who will also be attending. And she's going to be also officiating and representing that international aspect.
Good.
And her name is Mazrina.
Mazrina. Okay, fantastic.
And she's based in Malaysia. So it's good to have that sort of international sort of opportunity and overview that she can bring into the circle also.
Now, you're talking about the registration webpage as such. For people who can't make it but want to do the Zoom, they still need to register, don't they?
Yes, they still need to register. And what I can do is with that information, because we've got it sitting on our flyers that we sent out, we do have that contact. So just to give it to you again,
yes.
If people are interested in registering and want to know more about the process, and like I said, it's all on Eventbrite, but if they would like to email EAROPH, EAROPH.
EAROPH.
Yeah.
.au
at gmail.com .au, which stands for Australia, so that's all lowercase.
Okay.
EAROPH.au@gmail.com. If they email to there,
yes,
they that person can then Alicia can then obviously reply and let people know more about the event. Right, web registration process. Unfortunately, because of limited funds, we were really hoping to sponsor some of our mob to come, and unfortunately, that sponsorship opportunity wasn't met.
Hence the $200 per delegate.
So that's why we're having to ask for the 200.
Well, it's not an expense, it's an investment, isn't it, Sister Sandy?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely,
yes,
of course. Look after our country, our people, you know? Yeah, on a global scale, Mother Earth, we're talking here.
We are, and we're all interconnected. And that voice of interconnection is best made and echoed because of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders land and sea traditional owners that are doing all this great work. I just wish we could be able to... I really feel this will be a very positive workshop.
Yes.
And I really hope that we can obtain more funds to run it across other regions for our mob. Mm. But we'll see how we go with
the old saying, beginning's half done. You know what I mean? And... we create a movement as such, and then the government's got to look at it and invest in it, and a very important space, because we are talking about the same earth they live on, do they not?
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
One earth.
And it's a legacy thing. I mean, it's about the future for our children
exactly.
and our children's children and so on.
Mm.
And surely with the all the cultural knowledge systems that our people have used and practiced and applied and know are doing it right now and have been doing it for years,
exactly.
Surely that means something and it will be valued. So this is an opportunity to come to this workshop at the Seville, most beautiful park there at the foothills there at Earlville, yarn this up and yarn it up in a way where some of that gems of that wisdom gets rolled up into this climate justice charter.
Yes.
And that charter then hopefully will get bigger and bigger and stronger as a charter. And then sitting there through that COP28 process and then still get growing again.
Mm.
Like, for example, with the sea levels rising and we're very keen to hear from the Torres Strait reps.
Yes.
And we're keen to hear how they're getting a reply from the Australian government from their magnificent advocacy to the UN. So we're really keen to hear what is the latest update on that.
Mm.
And we're also keen to hear from Pacific Island nations such as Tuvalu, where they're actually right now planning to do a digital mapping of their country, because in the next few years, their whole country or that island will be underwater.
Will not be there, exactly.
They won't be there. So
they're screaming out for support, help, exactly. And what, global climate is real. That's the statement, isn't it?
It is. It's real and it's impacting in so many different ways, and it's impacting in such a way that the quality of people's lives and even losing their home. And it really needs to be brought home in a very strong, forceful way, but in a dignified way that only we as First Nations people can say them things. And again, we're very keen to, again, thank you for letting me talk to you today.
Oh, good, yes.
Yeah, through BBM, it just gets the word out. And we look forward to having such
I'd love to have a chat with you next week after the event and get the feedback, and also I know chat to some of the keynote speakers who will be attending the 2-day conference, Sister.
Oh, that would be lovely, and we're also I'm picking up somebody this evening from the airport, so they're going to be arriving as of tomorrow, and come rain, hail, or shine, we will still.
We're going to have the yarning circles. They're going to be had.
We're going to have the yarning circles.
My sister, thank you.
And look, before we go, can I just give a shout out to all of the fantastic sponsors that have come forward and helped us and realise how important this workshop is? And I'd love to give a shout out to all of those sponsors. And we've got over over 15 sponsors just from the local area and elsewhere.
Good.
And we will be, as I said, we will be sending out the program that's got 95% finalised.
Good.
And we'll be sending that out later on to our invitees. And we still want to encourage registrations. So people listening, if you are passionate about climate change and how to deal with it and how to deal with it individually or as collectively through your own log, please register. Go to eros.au@gmail.com to find out more information about the registrations. And we will also be then going back to all our invited people that have so far registered to send them the program. And it's predominantly it is First Nations that we're inviting. So we also work in allyship with non-Indigenous
folks. Sure.
Yeah, so and we let's work together. It's one planet. It's one, you know, we live in the most beautiful part of Australia.
Yes.
So we really want to see
input.
People, like-minded people and sitting there and being part of those yarning circles and contributing. So, thank you.
Sister, I thank you so very much. I'm Dilly Yarning with you. Thank you very much. We'll be in touch and good luck with it all. And we'll talk soon, Sandy.
Okay.
Thanks, Dar. Bye-bye. Dilly Yarn, Sandy Taylor there. She's a member of EROF, and that's the Eastern Regional Organisation for Planning and Human Settlements, Australia chapter, that is. So if you are interested in regarding the up-and-coming Australian and Pacific First Nations Climate Justice Workshop Program happening on the 27th, 28th of April here in Cairns, do register, lowercase, EROF, that's EAROPH, .au@gmail.com. So do check it out and even check out the EROF webpage and the work they're doing globally, but it's looking after our country and people on country as well. So Mother Earth and global climate, and talk about that. Of course, very important. We've always had yarns here on National Talk Black with our brothers and sisters from the Torres Straits, streaming about the sea walls and what have you, and how islands are sinking. And so very important conversation. It's great that this is going on. So do have your say. Yarn Up Strong had the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. And here we are, Monday, the day before Anzac Day. So lest we forget and think of all our soldiers, men and women, black and white, who went before us and gave the ultimate sacrifice in regarding we live in the life that we live now. And I will also add to that in regard to the frontier war in this country, lest we forget, more ways than one. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
I drift away, I pray. My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidjinji country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, and you can yarn up strong here on our daily program, National Talk Black, and a big shout out to the First Nation Radio Station across this country, our Daily Black Network. Here we are on Anzac Day, lest we forget. We're going to catch up a yarn now with the museum's manager of Indigenous programs, Matt Pohl. There with the Australian National Museum, Australian National Maritime Museum, and talking about, well, serving country exhibition honours, First Nations Naval Legacy. On that, we have Matt Pohl on the line. Matt, very good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you going? Thanks for the invitation.
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, Matt, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Oh, well, I'm South Sea Islander man and connections to mainland Australia, but yeah, I grew up in Byron Bay, part of the Watego family, northern New South Wales.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Now, Serving Country Exhibition honours First Nations Naval Legacy. This is fantastic. Here we are yarning on Anzac Day, lest we forget. It's a great opportunity. I'm loving what the Australian Defence Force is doing in regarding recognising, of course, our soldiers, but if not our First Nations soldiers, which back in the day there was a lot of racism and all that, but arms are all open in regard to black people serving the Australian Defence Force.
That's for sure. I think there's more than like 600 current members and, powerful. You know, more than a couple of thousand like for past members as well. It's a really interesting story to tell.
And so Serving the Country exhibition honours First Nations Naval Legacy, and that's what the exhibition's all about, is that right?
Yeah, look, Serving Country is an ongoing project that's been running for a few years now. It just does portraits and inspirational quotes from members of the Air Force, the Army and the Navy, and the version that we have in the Navy galleries here at the Maritime Museum is six lenticular light boxes. There's really beautiful, powerful portraits of six elders from our community, actually, and sort of tying in with this year's NAIDOC theme of For Our Elders.
Yeah.
So we wanted to open it for Anzac Day and really give a voice to some of these amazing community heroes.
Exactly. And look, the true warriors of the 21st century, you could say. How long is the exhibition running for?
Oh, it'll be sort of ongoing over the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
I think we've planned for the 11th of November this year to do a bit of a change around with some of the women members of our defence forces. And then the third version for Anzac Day next year will be some of the younger members of the serving of the armed forces. So it's a bit of an evolving project. We sort of, trying to share the space that we have available and put as many people's portraits and stories up.
Well, exactly, which is so important. I've always said that Australia has a history, good or bad, black or white, but the history is a history. And it's good to acknowledge and recognise our soldiers, but especially our First Nations soldiers. And that puts a bit of weight on the statement, lest we forget, brother.
Well, yeah, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have been defending country since day one of the arrival of the first fleet and things like that. So, you know, it's not a new concept.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, you know, they faced a lot of racism and stuff throughout the, you know, even up until very recently, some might say not even that far away. But, you know, people still joined up and they still defended country and they protected their families. So, you know, that's giving a voice to those guys in the community who are a bit of the silent warriors.
Well, here's a story that could have been a possibility to be added to the honouring of First Nations Naval Legacy. I just had a yarn earlier with Uncle Philip Bowie, who's an elder, a senior, who was Navy personnel, retired, but then got approached to join back with the Navy as an uncle, his role, and to help with the NIDP, the Navy Indigenous Development Program, and getting young ones to sign on as recruiting. So he's very excited to be back wearing the hat, and he's very proud to be wearing the hat and wearing the uniform again. So that in itself just shows the passion and the platform that allows our people, First Nations people, to be a part of the Australian Defence Force, brother.
That's just amazing news. And, like, we've got an open invitation for anyone with stories of their family members who participated in Australia's armed forces or, you know, particularly Navy in our case, but we can share our contacts. But if anyone wants to tell their story, please feel free to reach out to the National Maritime Museum.
Yeah, fantastic, brother. And how long have you been in your role there as the museum's manager of Indigenous programs?
Only about a couple of years, actually. So, yeah, I started right in the middle of the lockdowns down here. And it's okay. So good to be able to be open again this year and putting on new shows like this and, spreading some new stories. And there's a lot of people desperate to see positive and, new work that's happening out there. And to tell these people's story is really highlight of my year so far, I think.
Yeah, so you sound like you're enjoying the journey there. And the fact that there's a position available for an Indigenous program and a museum's manager, that just shows that the Australian Defence Force is acknowledging and recognising and respecting First Nations soldiers before and now.
That's true. There's mentorship programs for young recruits, and there's like the other programs that you were talking about to bring in retired service members as well. Mm. You know, when you look at the history, there's so much there. And, you know, people have been defending country, serving country. You know, do you protect country or does country protect you? Yeah. There's just so many ways that participation in the armed forces is an extension of what Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have always been doing. And protecting sea country is just as important as the land too.
So you've been a musician, museum's manager of Indigenous programs. Matt, are you personnel, Navy personnel?
No, God, no. Sorry, I've come from, museum background.
Sure, yeah, so just inquiring. So there's a very important, you wear a very important hat anyway, and it's great to have a First Nation person in that role at the Australian National Maritime Museum. And look, as I said, just gives the platform for recognition, acknowledgement, and respect. And great to be yarning with you. Thank you very much, Matt. And a big shout out to your mob there. And we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Thanks again for the opportunity. It was really great. Thanks again.
Thanks, Matt. Bye-bye.
Cheers, bye.
A deadly yarn there. Matt Poley's name is the museum's manager of Indigenous Program. Museum, we're talking about the Australian National Maritime Museum and talking about serving country, honouring Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander servicemen and women, and the exhibition that's happening there, Serving Country Exhibition Honours First Nations Naval Legacy. So look, fantastic. And if you're ever in the area, go check out the museum and hear the stories of our First Nation people, young and old, who did enlist in the Australian Defence Force. Too deadly. Have you say, you mob, yarn up strong. This deadly program, National Talk Black. Big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this deadly country. National Talk Black comes to you live here from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly. beautiful track there, Gurumul History, Saltwater Band, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, you mob. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your dingy country, BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Is Ready Service. All right, looking at First Nation news, $2.3 million in support for Indigenous cannabis entrepreneurs in BC. More opportunities for Indigenous cannabis entrepreneurs in BC will soon be made available, according to the province. The government announced Saturday that it has allocated nearly $2.3 million to be added to the BC Indigenous Cannabis Business Fund, ICBF. The fund's goal is to increase Indigenous participation with BC's cannabis industries. And regional chief, Terry Tiji, with the BC Assembly of First Nations. I commend the province for enhancing its support for First Nation cannabis-related economic development through the ICBF. So a movement in the right direction. Other news here, First Nation news. APY, Aboriginal Arts Centre, denies any wrongdoing over claims white staff interfered with Indigenous paintings. Respected authorities on Indigenous art say claims that white staff at a major art centre are interfering with Aboriginal artists' paintings are distressing, and that it is wrong for non-Indigenous people to be adding their own touches to artworks. So an Indigenous artist from Ernabella in the APY lands says it's wrong for a white art centre for white art centre workers to interfere with Indigenous art. Alison Milyuka Carroll made the comment following publication of video that appears to show a white woman painting over an Indigenous artwork. The APY Art Centre collectively vehemently denies any claims of wrongdoing. The comments follow the publication of video footage showing a white woman painting on an Aboriginal artist's canvas at the high-regarded Jala Art Centre, APY Art Centre Collective in South Australia's far north. The woman in the anonymously filmed video is seen to be making decisions about where to put particular markings on a painting of Jikapura, the spiritual and sacred law that governs culture. Alison Milyuka Carroll, a painter and sculptor with one of the oldest art centres in the Anningu Pitjantjatjara Yakalurujara lands, APY lands, said only Arangu people should be painting their Jikapura. Ms. Carroll is a board member of Ernabella Arts and also sits on the Uluru Kara Jara Board of Management. She is not associated with the APY Arts Centre collectively. So, that's very important news. Sad to see that be happening, if it is happening, and it shouldn't be happening. Other news here, an Indigenous Green Senator clarifies threat to pull voice support over controversial WA project. Dorinda Cox, the Greens' Indigenous Australian spokesperson, initially warned she would seriously consider support for the voice, but now maintains she is prepared to fully back it. Greens Indigenous Australians spokesperson Dorinda Cox has withdrawn an initial warning she could seriously consider her support for The Voice unless Prime Minister Anthony Albanese scraps a controversial project near ancient Aboriginal artwork. Environmental Minister Tanya Plibersek ruled last year that the millions of sacred rock engravings in the WA Pilbara area region could be safely moved, paving the way for Perth-based chemical company Perdaman to build a $4.3 billion fertilising plant at the site. Speaking to NITV reporter Karen Cox on Friday, Senator Cox issued a warning to Mr Albanese. I have a very clear message for the Prime Minister of Australia that he has to intervene in this now, she said. Senator Cox was asked, are you saying that if Albanese doesn't step up, that you're potentially not going to support The Voice? She replied, look, I'd have to seriously consider my support for The Voice. There's that conversation. So there it is. Have your conversation here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Our voice for our people, utilise it. All ears here for any topic you want to talk about here on National Talk Black. And a big shout out to NERS, National Israel Radio Service, allowing this program to go across the country. Our voice for our people, and once again, a big shout out to First Nation radio stations, Black radio stations across this daily country, of ours, Daily Black Network, and thank you, NERS, allowing this to happen. Have you seen Yana Strong? About 2 minutes left on the program. We've got the news coming up very soon. And don't forget, we're acknowledging Anzac and acknowledge, and lest we forget, as I make mention, Frontier War as well. And our First Nation people, there was a war on this big island, lest we forget. Have you say Yan Up Strong?
One hand reaches out and pulls a lost soul from home, while a thousand more you're unspoken for, and they say, what good have you done by saving just this one? It's like whispering a prayer in the fury of a storm. I hear them saying, you'll never change things, and no matter what you do, it's still the same thing. It's not the world that I am changing. I do this so this world will know that it will not change me. This heart still believes love, it must say, still exists, while all the hatreds rage, so many say that love is all but pointless in madness such as this. It's like trying to stop a fire with the moisture from a kiss. I hear them saying, you'll never change things, and no matter what you do, it's still the same thing. It's not the world that I am changing. I do this so this world not change me. As long as one heart still holds on, hope is never really gone. I hear them saying, you'll never change things, and the will not change me. What I do.
Yeah, the change. That's James Scott here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to time where Trendy Trev signs off for today's program. Back in the hot seats again on Wednesday. We've got some yarns coming up regarding Anzac tomorrow on National Talk Black. And like I said, lest we forget and acknowledge our frontier war as well. You'll say here, Yan Up Strong. I believe we have a caller here coming in. Just bear with us. Who we got here? Good morning.
Hello. How are you? Good morning. No caller.
Not there. Happening. But it's got a sign off. Trendy Trev's got a sign off for today's program. Thank you very much for your company, your mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National Radio Service.